tonight we have the weather for you. A solar flare is expected tomorrow. Most people know these are merely flaming chunks of the sun which fly off into space and set planets on fire. Tomorrow's solar flare is headed straight for the Earth, and we have a warning alert from the space agency. Earth residents, to avoid immolation, your best bet is to head for the Arctic Ocean. A wall of fire should go all the way around the Earth three times. The first time, you'll stay cool as a cucumber and even scoff at the fiery inferno. Second time around, you'll even drop your pants and moon it. But the third time around, the polar ice will have melted and you are expected to be boiled alive by sundown. If for some odd reason the solar flare should miss us, don't worry. Air Force chumps have the technology nowadays to fire a nuclear missile at the sun, blowing it to pieces. In this manner, we could all have very small-sized individual suns, which you can hang from your ceiling like a mirror ball of days gone by. If your dog gets sick, you'll be tempted by devils to take him to an expensive vet. No need for that. You can cure your dog yourself through radiation instead. All you need is an X-ray machine and a lead suit for your own protection. Park your dog in the hot seat and put on that lead suit. You reach out now to punch the buttons, but bad luck. Your sleeve is too heavy to move. And on top of that, you break through the Earth's crust, fall all the way to the center and out the other side. Once again, you fly into the sun. Why don't you quit it? Bad habits formed early on like this are the hardest to break. Try falling into the moon occasionally to break the pattern. We have to cut away for a graffiti announcement. When graffiti bandits strike, the whole city starts into whining and moaning about it. Help silence these aging nags by putting away your spray paint. Try sandblasting the brick face instead. Sandblasting is impossible to wash off and lasts forever. To get a sandblaster, you'll have to marry a hard hat barbell boy and satisfy his cheap desires in a fog of perfume and booze, which come, strangely enough, in the same bottle. The city council says, please move out of the city and stay out. Now, I'll tell you what's coming up next. Tony Conrad in the background right now from a CD called Slapping Pythagoras.